There's a new coffee shop in Marlinton, and it's in an unexpected location, the new PMH Pharmacy. Not only did we try a cup of their coffee, which was very good, but we talked to the coffee shop's barista about the shop. Chris, tell us about Pocahontas Memorial Hospital's Pharmacy Coffee Shop.
I am Chris Hall. I am the barista here at PMH Coffee, which is part of the pharmacy, which is also owned by the hospital. We sell muffins and cookies and coffee and hot chocolate. Just recently, we have expanded into doing lunch boxes, which has been a huge, crazy success. It's definitely tapped into something I think this community is looking for, quick, healthy grab and go. Our price points are really great. I think we're just trying to reach out to the community to let them know that we're not just here for the hospital employees, we're here for the community. Even if it's just a quick, good cup of coffee when you pick up your prescriptions, or if you just need a ear to listen. I'm here and I make a mean cup of coffee, but I'm also a good listener.
Our older listeners can probably remember the day when pharmacies usually had an old-fashioned soda fountain in them that sold coffee along with other foods and beverages. To some extent, this coffee shop is bringing back that tradition.
I am going back to the old tradition, and I have gotten so many compliments from the community about that as far as like we're going back in time, which I think is good. I think we need to slow down and just be a part of the community and listen to the patients and touch base on what they really need. I think that's what's really great about this coffee shop is we're listening to them as far as what they want. And even as far as the retail side, it's the same thing. We love feedback, information. We love listening to the community and being a part of the community.
How has business been going so far?
It has been going really well. It's beyond my wildest dreams as far as the people that are coming in, the support we get, the positive feedback. And as you can see, we're quite steady here.
So you were telling me something about you're offering these lunch boxes now.
Yes, a lot of people are on the go. They forget their lunches at home, or they mean well, or they just want that little treat, but also some balance of healthiness. And we're doing these little lunch boxes. I was kind of inspired by the bento boxes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what those are, but the bento boxes have little sections and it gives you a little fruit, little vegetable, little treat, something crunchy, something salty. And I've had a lot of people approach me that they want an option that's either gluten-free or they want something that is vegetarian, not having pork in it. So I've been listening to them as far as what they want and kind of creating that for them.
Chris, what is on your menu? You mentioned muffins and coffee.
We always have muffins and cookies in stock. And as far as the lunch boxes go, we're going to be doing like a fruit box, a veggie box, a treat box, and then some type of sandwich wrap box. But I always have scones and biscottis. Each week, we change it up a little bit. And we're going to try for something that is a fruit box, a veggie box, one that has no meat in it, the cookies, the scones, then the muffins appear every morning. I am a cookie monster, so I always will have cookies on the menu. The scones is something that I think is kind of new to a lot of people. They're not really familiar with what they are, but it's a nice added treat to go with their coffee or their latte. Our lattes, they're very popular. We have always a special on the menu. The espresso machine is definitely working overtime. People are enjoying the espressos, the lattes, and especially the mochas. And it's pretty cool because now I have people that come in and I know what they want immediately. And then I have some people that come in, they say, surprise me, and I love those too. If you just want to sit down and have a cup of coffee, we have free Wi-Fi. Carrie has said that she would love for someone to bring their laptop and write their next novel in here. So that would be pretty cool to do.
So you have a few tables that people can sit at here?
Yes, yes. And it's always bright and clean and cheerful in here. It's kind of a nice escape for people just to kind of get that mental health break. They could just kind of walk away and come in here and see a friendly face. Please stop by and see us.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.